Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
Welcome back to The Advisor. Please do not forget to like and subscribe so we can continue to be providing you with amazing content. If you want your brand to sell in the blink of an eye, lean in. And you better lean in hard because this is the last episode of his Think Blink series, which is based on his new book, Think Blink Manifesto, Creating Deep, Lasting Emotional Brand Connections in the Blink of an Eye. What you should do is go back and listen to the series again and again and again and again so you can truly learn all of these Think Blink secrets. So back with us is Jean-Pierre, or JP, and I've grown to truly admire this beautiful human. His energy jumps through the screen and he's been so generous in sharing his expertise with the world. So JP's back to show us exactly how brands win that split second yes. So grab a pen. This is the Think Blink Playbook. So today he's going to be tying in all of the seven tenets, which we went through from episode one till now. And I'm excited to bring him here. So welcome back.
Thank you very much, Lisa. I'm excited to be back and wrapping up, which has been a lot of fun, the going over the seven tenets. And today I'm hoping to kind of put a bow tie around how those insights line up with how they can bring that to life for their brands or their organization or their business.
Yeah, I woke up today and it was bittersweet because I was really excited to hear what you had to say about all the seven tenets and bringing them to life. But it was our last episode together in the series. So it was really sad. It's been a lot of fun.
We'll be able to relive it via the videos.
Yes, that's what I said again and again and again. Exactly.
So we went through seven tenets. The most recent one was about future-proofing your brand. So looking at what are the trends happening in the marketplace, both established trends like wellness, health, and emerging trends, isolation, bipolar politics, all of these things that are starting to emerge and taking precedent and how people live their lives. But taking those seven tenets and leaving them as tenets is kind of half the opportunity for a brand. The real opportunity is to take those tenets and apply them to their business. And so I'm going to walk through some of the different steps that individuals listening to this podcast can apply to their business. I'm going to start by the first tenet is really identifying the importance of emotional connection and owning that one emotional moment or feeling that customers have. So the first thing I would ask the audience to do is, what is the emotional connection? What is the one word, one emotive word that you own that's different than your competition? If you don't have it, start interviewing your customers, have conversation with them. And next time you're interacting with them over the phone or via the web or in a store, ask them, if I ask you, give me one emotive word that defines the experience you've had with our company, what would that word be? And you're going to get a sense from these different input points, some territories that you own. And then you can amplify those territories by taking one that is truly meaningful to your audience. That would be the first thing. You know, if you're a large organization, it's about doing consumer research and understanding where are those emotional need states that are being unmet in the marketplace that I could own. But if you're a small independent or a small shop owner, you know, really understanding how you differentiate yourself emotionally remains very important. And so that would be the foundation. What is that one emotional need state that you want? And then you can use research, you can interview your customers, interview your staff, get a sense of what that one word is. The second thing is to look at it through a design, look at the customer journey What is their journey through the process of engaging with your brand? Are there friction points that you need to eliminate? Because we know that if there's anxiety and there's anger, frustration, it's going to be really hard for them to connect with you on an emotional level. They're going to be turned off to any kind of messaging that says, we have empathy for you, we're here for you. If they're having trouble in the simplest purchases, your app doesn't work properly or your website is slow. These are all factors that add to anxiety, and you want to eliminate those anxieties. So step number two is look at the entire customer experience with your brand. When do they engage with you? Where do they engage with you? What are the steps they take? Are the things that they're doing that you could eliminate, or the things they're doing that are adding friction? Right? So now you've got the connection of how I make them feel. What feeling do I want to own? Here's the things that get in the way of generating those feelings in the tenet number two, which is leveraging design thinking to really eliminate and amplify the things that are positive about your organization. Tenet number three is really understanding that once you've done that, what is the story that you're telling your audience?
Right.
How are you going to communicate to them in a way, in their language, in a way that they'll remember it? It's important to understand that we, as human beings, are really good at remembering three things. Fourth thing, not too good. Fifth, really bad. You get the seven plus. And so, it's like somebody gives you a phone number. You remember the first three digits of the phone number, but the other numbers, good luck. And
Yeah,
so
totally.
understand, that you've got to keep it simple. You've got to keep it down, a story that they can understand, own, and reflect that emotional connection, but also make it simple for them through maybe retaining three key salient points in that story that you want to communicate. So that would be, define the emotional connection, eliminate the friction points, tell your story, because that's how we learn. And then from there, understand who your audience is, right? So who is your core target group? Is it young, old? What's their lifestyle needs? What's their behaviors? Your core target group could be someone who puts a lot of value in saving time. And so slowing down the process for them is the worst thing you can do. So understanding the context in which they live their lives and the way they want to be serviced is really important. Because once you've answered their needs, we were doing some research for a large hardware chain, and we're trying to get the consumers to spend more, and we were interviewing them as they're shopping, and they said, I come here on a mission. If it takes me 12 minutes to find that one item I came on that mission, I buy that item and I leave. But if I find that item within minutes of entering the store, I'm going to continue the browse because I've gotten in my mind, I've allocated 15 minutes in this store. And there is the opportunity for retailers to sell more products because you've allowed them to solve the problem they were looking for. So really understanding,
Easy, yeah.
the personas, we call personas, that define their demographics, psychographics, their behaviors, their lifestyle, all the things play an important role. And if you're a small independent, just ask questions. Look, connect, look at their behavior. Start grouping them into buckets. You can go online and look at, there's lots of literature on our website, www.sld.com, where you can actually see a workbook on how to create personas. So from there, you want to create a sense of belonging. You want to, now that you've told them the story, you've owned the emotional connection, you've eliminated the friction points, now how do you engage them as part of the community? And that's where your social media platform plays an important role. Your employees play an important role because they're part of the community. How do you amplify that one emotional connection that you have with your consumer? How do you amplify that through social media, through community? Sense of creating a sense of community through community commitment. It's interesting. We did this big study on the banking industry, and what we found out was that a bank's commitment to the community trumps the quality of the products, the level of service, and the convenience of the bank. Because they've become
It
table stakes.
trumps it. Okay. Yeah. Whoa.
Become table stakes. What's driving growth is a bank's commitment to the community. And I would say that that applies to everyone. There's a huge growing sense of loneliness happening. You'd think social media would solve that, but Lisa, they
Yeah.
didn't. It's actually amplified a sense of isolation and anxiety, which is leading to mental illness, which has now been defined as a pandemic. And so a community where people can belong and share stories is really, really important, because that flips their narrative from you talking to them talking to your customers. They become brand ambassadors. So that's a sense of belonging. Then once you define that sense of belonging, it is then the opportunity of converting those customers into brand ambassadors. And then the last two tenets is really about how do you ensure that this exercise, this process is delivered consistently through time? Because a brand is a promise delivered consistently over time. So how do you ensure this experience, these different tenets support that customer journey, knowing that there's going to be changes that are going to disrupt your business in the future, understanding that, how do you avoid those changes, those disruptions? And my recommendation, read. If you're a pet store owner, or if you're a pet, manufacturer, pet food manufacturer, look at what are the trends in fashion. What are the trends in automotive? Go outside your category, because consumers, we don't tunnel vision based on a category. Our view of pet food is derived from our view of fashion, home styles, nutrition. These all play factors on how we evaluate brands. We call that learned behavior. We learn our behaviors from other industries, and we apply to the industry we're shopping in. So really understand what are those learned behaviors from other industries, and what are those trends that those other industries are going through that may or may not impact your business. And so that would be the seven tenets, activating it, bringing it to life. I think it's really important that you go back and constantly evaluate what you're doing, because the market constantly is changing. You may have established a need state that's reduced anxiety. 5 years from now, let's just hope anxiety disappears and anxiety is no longer an issue. So really understand what's going on and remain relevant, because ultimately at the bottom of all this, the foundation, why would you be doing this, is to remain relevant. Is to remain relevant with your core target group. That's the most critical thing. You can be a global brand, you can be a startup. Remain relevant. Relevancy is the critical factor.
Going back to tenet one, you said find one word, one emotion that ties your brand to the bigger picture. How do you choose one? What if you've got three? Like, what do you recommend? Because I know there's people out there, they're like, well, it's this and this. Like, why is it so important to narrow it down so specifically?
Well, let me answer your two questions. The first question is, you always have a driving emotional need. It's the dominant one. It's like your sign of the zodiac. It's your dominant sign. But you've got
Got it.
supporting signs, right? And so those supporting signs support the major emotional need, but they're
Okay.
support. They're not key drivers. And the reason you do that is it's a crowded market out there. We receive 80,000 messages a day. How do you stand out?
Yeah.
Right? You start by focusing, right? And so when you start diluting by having multiple emotional needs that you're answering, you're diluting your brand, and it's making it harder for you to connect and stand out. And so it's really imperative that you own one emotional need and you drive that emotional need. You can have supporting emotional needs, but there's got to be one that's dominant, and it has to be relevant to your audience. It has to be something that they're looking for that currently is not being met in the marketplace or poorly delivered in the marketplace. So that's the important focus. And that's what positioning is all about. When we do positioning for large organizations, we focus on the cognitive and emotional side of the business. But we say positioning is as much what you're going to do as what you're not going to do. And as an entrepreneur, challenge isn't what you're going to do, because there's no lack of abundance of those. It's what you're going to stop that's going to play an impact. And so that's the insight there.
Is that like learning from, leaders maybe someone that did something that you wouldn't do. So then you take that back and then you apply the right way that you perceive things to your own business. Is that kind of the
Yeah, or it's, what simple. Why did you come here? Like, why are you shopping? You've come here numerous times, Mrs. Customer. What is it that's driving you to come here? What is it that we're doing well? And what is the, if I ask you in words, emotional words, what's the feeling we generate when you come to us? They may say, well, I got empathy. I mean, recognition. You guys recognize me. I like the familiar faces. I feel like I'm part of your community. And things like that are really important to understand because those are the things, if they're meaningful to them and you're delivering it, amplify it. Make sure that you're delivering it and you're communicating it effectively.
Yeah, brands are, man, they've got competition these days because I see like the same product with a label that's been altered just slightly and it looks the same. So it's incredibly challenging. There are so many people doing similar things.
Copycats. Yeah, that's the, there's a cycle
Copycats.
in,
Yes.
it's a cycle in branding. And so the cycle starts with you have an innovative product. Typically, it's focused on features and benefits. It cleans faster, cleans, quicker, all of this great functional things. And then you launch the product, and typically, historically, you would have a 10% market share. You would lead the industry because you introduced the Kleenex, you introduced the category to a new way of doing things. And then the category matures, new entries enter, and you now have competition. Other companies are saying the same thing. Maybe it's a different way of doing it, but it's the same feature and benefit. And then the category gets commoditized, and you got to go, oh my God. We're losing money on this business now. We can't charge what we used to charge because there's so many competing brands. I need to
Right.
reinvent. Right. That circle historically has been 10 years. Right.
Okay.
Circle now, 1 week.
What?
1 week, maybe 2 weeks.
Crazy.
Yeah. So the ability of competitors to duplicate or copycat your features is happening at such a rapid pace now. So competing on functional benefits, on features, you can't sustain that anymore. You're lucky if you have a month of competitive advantage. And so owning, though, that
Crazy.
emotional connection is hard to replace. Once you have that emotional connection with the customer, it is very, very hard for a competitor to replace them. Volvo, what do they own? What's the emotional connection of Volvo? It's safety. Is there any other car talking about safety? Yes, but who owns it? Volvo.
Right.
Staples. Easy. Yeah, you know what? Office Max could say easy, and some other retailer could say easy. They own it. That's the emotional
Okay.
connection, and they own it. Right? Apple, think differently. It's innovation. And so, really understanding what you own and protect what you own and make sure that it's relevant and meaningful is critical.
Do you think that, I mean, you said there's so much competition, and once you're the category leader, then there's hundreds of other brands that start creating similar things. Then you have to reevaluate your what you're charging and what you're offering. Does lowering the cost and price of your product hurt you at all? Because I know for me, when I see a brand suddenly slash the price of what I used to pay, I suddenly in my mind feel like, why is this not as valuable anymore?
Yeah, that's a great question. So there are different, pricing strategies. So if you're introducing, for example, if I wanted to be very aggressive, introduce my new book, I offer it for 99 cents. So I
Right.
become a seller, right? So you're doing we call it trial offer. So you discount the brand to reduce the risk that the customer will be unhappy, right? You're eliminating that risk that they're going to buy this product. And they may not be satisfied. So that's one strategy for pricing. And it's a temporary strategy. It's a trial offer, introduction offer. And that works because you're not devaluing the equity of the brand. You're saying, hey, pay attention. We've got something unique here.
Yeah, we're excited. We're getting it out there. Here, you got a deal. Buy right now.
You look at this circle where you become commoditized. That's when they start using, that's when the retailer tells the manufacturer, Walmart. Walmart's policy is this: if you can't deliver innovation to your product every year, we want a price discount on that product because you're not bringing value to my customers,
Oh,
right? And
wow.
so brands are forced into, and rightfully so, having to compete on price, which is a spiral. Because if you lower your price, you lose margin. If you lose margin, you lose profits. If you lose profits, you can't reinvest it in the business. If you can't reinvest in the business, you can't be innovative. If you can't be innovative, you're going to compete on price. And you can see that circle getting tighter and tighter until the brand disappears.
Right. That makes sense. There's so many things. It's so interesting. I could talk to you about this forever. Thanks for going through tenants 1 and 7 and wrapping it all together. I know your book is out. It's everywhere. I looked it up this morning. It's literally everywhere. And that is so exciting. What are some last minute, maybe some advice that you could give to anyone out there that's in these challenges?
The first thing is read. I'm just shocked at how few people read books. It's just they get their information on YouTube and social
90
media.
second
Yeah.
videos.
Yeah. That's not how you learn. That's how you
Yeah.
solve a specific task, but that's not how you learn. You learn by reading books, insights from people who have gone through the challenges you're faced with. And there's no lack of expertise out there on every single challenge that you may be faced. So the first thing I would say, please read. It is so important. I interview candidates. The first question I ask them is, what's the most recent book you've read? And if they say I don't read, I go, not good. Because you're no longer
Yeah.
hungry to learn, right? You've lost that hunger to learn. You're going to be following other people. So that number one would be read. Number two is pay attention, ask questions, be inquisitive. I say be a sponge, right? If you want to grow, don't be a rock, be a sponge. And a sponge is something that absorbs information, right? And so absorb, pay attention, ask questions, read, look at your customer's behavior when they enter the store. Look at it instead of it being a transaction. I've got to sell this customer, or I need to answer a service question. Look at where do they enter the store, or what product did they buy from you? And understand why did they buy that product versus this one? We have two products that are similar, and understand those. So I would say that be a sponge, right? And by all means, read.
What book are you reading right now?
I'm reading a book called The Market of One. It's a positioning book by a very famous strategist in the UK. And it's for design firms, and it's really about as the market as AI changes the landscape, how do you remain relevant? I'm almost finished it.
Wow. Maybe another book is in you yet. What do you think?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. Yeah, why not?
Beautiful. Well, thanks so much for being here today. The time goes by so fast. It's been such a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you. And thank you for listening.
Yes, of course. And to our listeners, listen to JP. Go get a book. Go sit down. Go sit under a tree and read. Expand your mind. Be the sponge that he just talked about. Until next time, take care, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you, Lisa.